being a Black American woman is, first off, very difficult. And a lot of people also don't really realize how society kind of places you in a specific kind of category or stereotype as being like this angry Black woman. But being a Black woman is also empowering, because Black women also are aware of what they're capable of and their strengths, and also persevering through those stereotypes and still like exceeding the expectations. I want to prove them wrong by the way that I live my life and the way that I succeed with literally anything that I put my mind to do. I am Nikki Schmelsley, but you can just call me Nikki. Being an American means that you have the freedom to choose whatever lifestyle, whatever path, without feeling any particular kind of pressure that society places on you. I still believe in the American dream, where people can freely come to this country and make a life for themselves in whatever way that looks like. When I was little, I used to always talk to my parents about what I want to be when I grew up. It's like, okay, first I want to be an astronaut, and then I'm going to go to med school so I could be a doctor. And then after that, because I'm probably going to get bored, I'm going to be a soldier. And then after that, I'm going to be probably an author, and then a writer and a singer. The only thing that stayed the same was being a soldier. The reason I joined the military is because I recognized that there was a lot of potential that was resting inside of me that I felt like the military could bring out. I will say that being in the military probably made me feel like a true American. And I say that because everyone who volunteers to join the military, whether they voice it or not, we all hold some slither of hope that what we're fighting for is to sustain the freedom that this country was built on in the first place. I will say that that's what made me feel the most American, is being a part of a big team or a part of something bigger than myself that had this common goal in mind. That's what made me feel very much true to who we are in this country. Being in the Army as a Black woman is awesome, because people are aware of the history of not only just being a woman in the military, but also being a Black woman in the military. So it's very empowering and like very exhilarating, because they respect you even more. They just kind of get out of your way and let you be a badass. And the people that were showing signs of discrimination, they didn't really faze me anyways. I grew up in the South, so I was primed for it. I grew up in Greenwood, Mississippi. It's in the Mississippi Delta. I graduated from Brandon High School, which is in Rankin County, and they call that Stankin' Rankin, because Rankin County was actually the last county in Mississippi to abolish slavery. People in the South are just very nice, nasty, condescending, you know, especially to out-of-towners, especially the older generation. They'll say stuff like, "Oh, honey, well, where are you from?" Or, "Bless your heart, you didn't know no better." And then you say, "Oh, I'm from Southern Oregon." "Oh, well, sweetie, when are you going back?" They think that you don't notice, but it's so noticeable and so irritating. My mom has always been a very huge influence in my life and showing me what being a Black woman in this country is actually like, and how to always carry myself, and how to not allow people's opinions to limit you. She started teaching me this stuff before I was even old enough to understand what any of it meant. So now it's just so embedded in how I think and how I act and how I behave, and I never back down from a challenge. I persevered regardless of society and regardless of people's opinions and judgments of me.